to express your story to the other individual about the different lines and why and what you were told, you were already projecting an energy of defense, which is oppositional. And then, in addition to that, you were already moving in a direction of placing fault with another individual, which is also oppositional.
Well, I just don't know in this lifetime if I'm going to move past that. Let's put that on the back burner for a second. Let me ask about, this may all be related, the position at the art studio that I just applied for. It seemed very promising. I went and met with the staff a second time. We all seemed to get along really well. And then the owner sent me an email saying they didn't have enough money to hire any additional people, which didn't make sense to me. And usually if it doesn't make sense, something else is going on. So did she feel threatened or jealous of me in some way?
No. And what I would say to you is that now this is a situation in which you could easily move in a direction of not generating what you want by being suspicious and by changing your energy in a direction that is somewhat oppositional. But you can also not do that. And the factor that the individual may have expressed no at this point is not an absolute.
Well, I must have created it for a reason. I decide, right? I decide whether I take the job or not. So did I decide that that wasn't the best course of action? That something else better is coming?
First of all, I would say that that is somewhat black and white. I would say that there are different possibilities in play. That one factor in play is presenting this to yourself to show yourself how you would respond and what you choose, whether you become suspicious and irritated, or whether you merely acquiesce, or whether you are expressing if you genuinely want to engage this position, if you are expressing the determination to create that, and how you would go about that in a creative manner. There are several different directions you could choose. There are different choices that you can engage, and you are presenting that to yourself. Now, the first piece is evaluating whether you genuinely want this particular position, or whether you want a position that is similar to that, but not necessarily with these individuals. That is the first piece to evaluate. If you do want this position with these individuals, then it is a matter of you evaluating, not compromising, not acquiescing either, but moving in your own direction and expressing in your creativity how to actually create that position. Now, I would say to you that the first factor of whether you genuinely want this position, and that doesn't mean do you want this position and merely expressing the automatic first response, but actually evaluating that, or are you perhaps expressing that desire but not necessarily being absolute about this particular position? Meaning, what is your motivation level? What is your interest? What is your desire in relation to that?
Well,
in this particular situation,
I came up with a new interest in a different way of painting and incorporating greyhounds in a speed and energy series with acrylic pouring. So ideally, if I could create exactly what I want, I would want to sell more of my own creations and create enough income with that to, you know, keep that business growing and have the freedom of my own time. That's ideally what I want.
Excellent. And I would be very acknowledging of you in that. Therefore, it is a matter of evaluating. Would you be satisfied and content with engaging this position temporarily, or?
No, not, I wouldn't. I don't have any respect for wasting my time like that. I wouldn't go to work there now.
Very well. In this, then what I would express is that it is not necessarily that you are moving in opposition to yourself, but rather that it may be a factor of timing and what else you present to yourself that is more in keeping with what your actual desire is.
So last time when I asked you if I had come across, you know, what it was that you said that I would create the income that I wanted but hadn't discovered it yet, and you paused, and I wondered if you paused because I was kind of dancing around it. I'm wondering if this new form of art and selling my paintings, and if maybe that's the direction.
I would express that as much, much more a genuine direction than what you have been engaging.
So, what can I do to more foster this direction to make it, you know, more of a continuous stream of income?
The first piece is a piece that I will remind you of again that we have engaged many times previously.
Probably won't be the last.
And that will be the piece about the money.
Right. And I feel, you know, a sense of frustration around that. I have been selling paintings, and I feel a sense of disappointment if I post new creations and don't get immediate attention, and struggle with myself against it, knowing that they are being well received, and just to relax about it.
It isn't merely a matter of relaxing. That is helpful, but at this point, it isn't merely a matter of relaxing. It is a matter of genuinely addressing this piece about the money and moving it from that primary position. It is your motivating factor.
How do I move it?
By moving in the direction of genuinely trusting yourself to do what you love to do and express yourself in a manner that is genuinely you, and not to concern yourself with the price tag.
So, what percentage do you think I'm at with that? I'm trying to put it in something that I can understand.
I would express that this is a significant challenge for you. That this is a perception that is tremendously strong, and that you are very accustomed to. You have been expressing this perception throughout most of your life, and it is very ingrained with you that even if you are doing what you love to do, or even if you are moving in a direction that is in keeping with your desire, there is always that component that the motivation for it is the financial aspect.
So how do I break through this? This is a very big wall.
Yes, I agree. It is. And it requires actual consistency in practice. And this is precisely one of those subjects that I have expressed previously, that it requires you expressing intentionally in a particular direction, regardless that you don't believe it yet. Until you do believe it.
Do I believe it at all?
I would say that you believe it's possible, but that it is tremendously automatic for you to couple what you do with earning money. And in that, your creativity, your genuine expression, your desire plays second to that money factor. And it is a matter of intentionally doing in the reverse direction. And as you do that, you will incrementally be creating the money, and that will incrementally reinforce you. But as I expressed, it is a matter of expressing it anyway, regardless that you don't believe it yet, that if you follow your desire, if you move in the direction of your creativity and your passion, and you do what you love, and you are genuinely motivated by that you will generate the money also, and you will likely generate more of it with less struggle and without the frustration and the disappointment. Now, you don't believe that yet.
At all. So I'm not doing that at all.
I would not express that you don't believe it at all. You believe it's possible.
So what can, how can I flip this? What can I do?
Do what you love to do. And then when you are thinking about the money, or when you are looking for how the money comes in, or how you create the money, or how much money you create, intentionally stop yourself and move your attention back to what you are doing. Move your attention back to the passion and the creativity and what you love to do. And it matters not that your thoughts and your feelings continue to express, but I have to pay attention to the money.
Well, because you have to spend money to buy the supplies to create what you're passionate about. That's where I'm getting stuck.
Use what you have now. And then, when you sell a piece, use that to replenish your supplies. In this, what I am saying to you is a very different perception. You are holding the perception of profit. Not merely generating enough money to meet what you perceive as your needs. You are selling pieces, but you are dissatisfied with the amount that you are selling them for.
Right.
In this, that is the key piece. It is that perpetuation over and over and over of not enough. And it reinforces that concentration. Now, if you intentionally catch yourself, regardless that you don't believe it yet, that isn't actually important. And you move in the actions of doing what you do, creating what you create, and when you sell a piece and it sells for less than you want, you note that initial reaction, and then you stop it. You intentionally move your attention in a different direction.
And you don't think I've been doing that at all? Because I feel like I have.
I'm not saying that you haven't been doing it at all. What I am saying is that you aren't being consistent with it, and you are being more consistent with being frustrated.
Right, I agree. And I'm trying to find a way to break this down, this wall down for good. I'm trying to find a way to flip the switch on this perception, like come up with some big breakthrough or something that's going to flip the switch.
I'm understanding, but the first most important piece is recognizing how invested you are in that perception
Well, I know how invested I am. I'm very invested.
Yes. And that is what is sabotaging you. Therefore, it is a matter of expressing that determination. What you are doing now isn't creating what you want.
Right.
Therefore, what prevents you from genuinely letting go and moving in a different direction?
I don't know what direction that would be. What direction would that be?
That would be the direction of following your desire and your passion and not including the price with it.
All right. Am I following my desire and passion with the art that I'm creating now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, consistently and diligently do that and remove that piece of the price.
So would one way to do that would be to get another job somewhere else so I can take my mind off of that? Or is that just moving it somewhere else?
I would express that that is merely moving it somewhere else because your motivation for doing that isn't necessarily genuinely to distract yourself. Your motivation is to generate money from a different avenue.
Right.
And therefore you are expressing the same.
Do you think I can do this?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Am I closer to doing this?
You are definitely closer than you were a year ago.
I guess I'm just looking for what's going to get me over the hump. I still feel like I'm climbing the mountain.
And what will get you over the hump or to the summit of the mountain is to stop concentrating on the money. You have given yourself evidence and experience after experience that with or without money, you create what you perceive you need.
Right.
That is a tremendous piece.
So remember that and trust that more.
Yes. And remind yourself of that and credit yourself with that because you have done that repeatedly. You show yourself, you give yourself evidence, but then you move back into that other direction about the money.
All right. Well, I only did a half an hour today, so our time is up, but I will keep doing. I will do until I get there or I die first trying.
And you won't.
Okay, good. So I will get there.
Yes.
Okay. I will hold on to that.
I will greatly be anticipating our next meeting. Move towards your passion, not away from it.
I will do that.
Excellent. And I will be offering my energy to you and this encouragement and reminders.
That's good because I need it.
And I will continue to remind you and be encouraged, my friend. I have recently expressed that this is very common that as mind it many, many, many times, because the time framework in which you don't require a reminder is when you are actually doing it.
Right.
Then you don't require reminding any longer because you are doing it.
Right.
And once you are doing it, then you validate yourself, and it isn't a matter of doing until you believe it, because at that point you do believe it.
Okay.
You believe yourself. That is the point, is believing yourself. You actually do have this ability. You have demonstrated it to yourself repeatedly.
All right, well, now, I will do that. I will hold on to that and appreciate that and remind myself of all the times I've done it already.
Excellent. That will be tremendously helpful. I express tremendous, tremendous lovingness and affection to you, my friend, and tremendous acknowledgement in your determination, which is unwavering.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Dear friendship, as always, until our next meeting. Au revoir.
Au revoir.